This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. I'm the nutritionist at the Hoffman Center. I'm the registered dietitian here, the one and only. I work alongside Dr. Hoffman on a daily basis. We see patients all day long. And it's wonderful. I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. Thank you for writing me with your questions, with your comments, with your requests for some clarification. You can always email me at radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com. And with regard to my comment about writing me about requesting clarification, Carol writes, she sent me an email. She says, "Hi, Layla. I just listened to your latest edition of Layla Weighs In, where you discussed the nightshade vegetables." That was a very recent podcast, as you will remember. Carol writes, "Holy crap. I love all those veggies and have always thought they provided many valuable nutrients." Carol, they do. "But your very technical description of how they can wreak havoc with your health was very depressing and somewhat confusing." Uh-oh. "I can't imagine that you meant that nobody should be eating these, but could you please clarify in a future podcast?" Yes, of course. Thank you, Carol. Carol always writes, and Carol writes, "Thanks to you and Dr. Hoffman for all your great programming. I'm hoping that you will assure me that it's okay for me to keep eating eggplant, peppers, and tomatoes, which I enjoy all year, and especially when I can buy them fresh from my local organic farm down here in central New Jersey." Yes, Carol, you can. And, you know, I'm not anyone to ever use a scare tactic or anything, and if I came off in my description of the nightshades as so, I apologize. Now, the nightshade family of vegetables, yes, there are, you know, let me make a few examples here. The nightshades, because of some possibly toxic elements, you know, it kind of falls down to, are you a good candidate for consuming them? Are you not? And that all is based on your genetics. It's based on your biochemical individuality. It's based on your medical conditions. Now, if you have osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis or any autoimmune diseases, your best bet, besides making other big dietary changes, it's also to eliminate the nightshade family of vegetables, tomatoes, white potatoes, peppers, eggplant, all of that. So if you have any of these conditions, and if anybody is questioning, well, what's an autoimmune condition? How do I know if I have any? Let me explain. Autoimmune diseases are those in which the immune system attacks the body's own tissues. Now, they occur more in women than in men. And in all of these conditions, the body forms antibodies against its own tissues or components of its own cells. So the immune system gets revved up, causing inflammation in the various affected tissues. T cell counts, which are blood cells important in regulating immunity in autoimmune diseases, are often the opposite of the counts found in, say, the HIV infection, which causes deterioration of the immune system. What are some autoimmune diseases? Addison's disease. What is it? It occurs when the adrenal cortex, the outer part of the adrenal glands above the kidneys, is destroyed and no longer produces hormones. Destruction of the adrenal cortex is most commonly caused by an autoimmune disease. I believe JFK, our late President John F. Kennedy, had Addison's disease. We also surmise here in the integrative medicine community that he likely had celiac disease. He was in and out of the hospital a lot. Celiac disease is also an autoimmune disease where the presence of gluten in the diet triggers the immune system to attack the intestines, causing damage. Another autoimmune disease, Graves' disease, is a thyroid disorder in which a hyperactive thyroid is accompanied by a goiter, an infiltrative eye disorder, or a skin disorder that usually affects the shin area. Symptoms may include nervousness, fatigue, weight loss, sweating, tachycardia, that's a fast heartbeat, and blurred vision when the eye disorder is present. If you've ever seen the eye disorder, it's somebody who looks like they have bulging eyeballs, and that's due to the accumulation of fat behind the eyeball. Interesting. A very common autoimmune disease, multiple sclerosis. You know, it's an inflammatory demyelinating condition. Myelin is the fatty material that insulates the nerves, right? Important in nervous system function. Sjogren's syndrome is a diffuse connective tissue disease that is characterized by dry mouth, dry eyes, and may involve dryness of other mucous membranes as well as joint or muscle inflammation. Lupus is a diffuse connective tissue disease that is characterized by fever, headache, rash, joint inflammation, all of that in combination with other things. So listen, for any of you who have autoimmune diseases such as the ones I've mentioned, including Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, you should avoid the nightshades. You will likely feel better. It may arrest the progression of your disease. And certainly, the nightshades are not a nutritional requirement. And Carol, also remember, and maybe I wasn't clear when I was stating some of the studies on the Arthritis Research Foundation, Norman Childers' website, that many of these studies were done in animals where they showed, you know, them falling over pretty much. And how it wreaked havoc on their health more than anything. But us humans, we are able to consume them. Keep in mind that, you know, if you eat too much of anything, it can wreak havoc on your health. To eat too many green apples, you're going to get a tummy ache. Eat enough potato skins, which contain tiny amounts of cyanide. That's a poison. So this is where variety and moderation comes into the diet. And that's really what Mother Nature likes best. So enjoy the nightshades. But if you have any inkling that your joints are kind of stiff or hurting, or you are diagnosed with any form of arthritis or any kind of autoimmune disease, it's in your best interest to try eliminating them for 2 to 3 months to see if you feel improvement. But also, if you see improvement on your inflammatory markers in lab tests. Carol, I hope I helped you out, and thank you for listening. I want to talk to you today a little bit about migraine. We have a lot of patients who come in here complaining of migraine. And a couple months ago, researchers from the University of Cincinnati Academic Health Center affirm that diet can impact migraines. They say that eliminating that morning cup of joe, consuming processed foods high in nitrites or monosodium glutamate, MSG, and enjoying too much alcohol are potential headache triggers for individuals battling migraine. There are two different approaches, they say, to preventing headaches with diet. The first approach would be an elimination diet that avoids foods and beverages known to trigger headache. And I'm going to get into a little detail with you about that in a moment. The second approach would be to follow a comprehensive diet whose very composition may prevent headaches Okay, and let's see here. So MSG, caffeine withdrawal can cause a headache in anybody, not necessarily a migraine. Alcohol, its consumption. Some people have trouble with sulfites, which are present especially in something like red wine. Okay. Magnesium deficiency. Any stress or poor diet will cause deficiencies in magnesium, which may prompt a headache or a migraine. I can't tell you how many times in my 10, 11 years here that I've seen complete arrest, complete remission of migraine by adding magnesium once they've been shown to have a deficiency. So, too much coffee may also present a risk. No more than 400 milligrams daily. One cup is about 125 milligrams, is probably the maximum for migraine patients. Large amounts of caffeine, as we know, can bring on anxiety, depressive symptoms, as well as headaches. Now, having said this, for many migraine sufferers, they swear by a jolt of caffeine, whether it's from a strong cup of coffee or espresso, and it helps them out with migraines. By all means, continue that if that's what helps you. So coming back to MSG, it's a flavor enhancer. You've heard me talk about MSG. I've written about MSG for the newsletter. And any article that's in our newsletter is also at our website. So go to drhoffman.com to read all of our various articles. So MSG is a flavor enhancer. It's used in a variety of processed foods, frozen, canned foods, soups, international foods, snack foods, salad dressings, seasoning salts like adobo, barbecue salts, and it's used in Chinese cooking. So by eliminating processed foods, you're gonna come across MSG far less, okay? Nitrites are preservatives in foods like processed meats, such as bacon, sausage, ham, lunch meat, which helps to preserve the flavor and color. A study found that 5% of individuals with migraine were statistically more likely to have an attack on days when they consume nitrites. Use of nitrites in foods has declined with stronger government regulation. Through checking labels remains a good idea, he explains. Alcohol is one of the most commonly reported dietary trigger factors for migraine. And studies suggest that vodka and red wines, especially those with the highest histamine content, are problematic. There's a lot of interest in gluten-free diets, but they're only helpful in lessening headache if the individual suffer from celiac disease. Okay. There have been comprehensive diets whose very composition may prevent headaches, such as low-carbohydrate diets, or those that increase the amount of omega-3 fatty acids and decrease the amount of omega-6 fatty acids, meaning an anti-inflammatory diet. Okay. And one of the most promising diets for those with more frequent attacks of migraine, according to this study, is one that boosts your omega-3 fats while lessening omega-6 levels. And that means tossing out those polyunsaturated vegetable oils, corn, sunflower, safflower, canola, and soy. You've heard me talk about that before. In favor of flaxseed oil, coconut oil, olive oil, real butter. Foods to consume would include flaxseed, salmon, halibut, cod, scallops, while avoiding peanuts and cashews, which will have more omega-6. So let me talk to you a little bit about the diet that I prescribe for migraine prevention. Now, avoiding all dairy is a great idea because the milk protein casein, which is found in many foods, and it's listed as sodium caseinate, calcium caseinate. We're talking about sports bars, sports drinks, packaged goods, even commercial tuna fish in a can. Check your label. It might say tuna, it might say olive oil, but it might also say sodium or calcium caseinate. We talked about MSG already and avoiding things like alcohol. And, you know, reminder to everybody, because it's still holidays and we're coming upon New Year's Eve now, that the definition of a hangover is dehydration and low blood sugar, both of which cause headache. More for migraine prevention. Avoiding tyramine-containing foods. What are tyramine-containing foods? Cheeses. All aged and mature cheeses. Since it's impossible to know the tyramine content, all cheeses should be avoided, including but not limited to, get this, cheddar, blue cheese, Swiss, mozzarella, Parmesan, Romano, cheese spreads, cheese casseroles, any foods made with cheese. Cheeses contain tyramine. They also contain casein. So the elimination of dairy in migraine prevention can be one of the best things you could ever do. Other tyramine-containing foods, yeast, brewers, and extracts. This includes brewer's yeast. We're talking about your beer. Extracts such as Marmite, fresh homemade yeast leavened breads, yeast found in prepared foods, soups, canned foods, frozen foods. Yeast extract is also classified under MSG, so there's a little bit of overlap here. So, breads that are not sourdough, such as fresh homemade yeast leavened bread, should be avoided. More foods. Meats, fish, pork, all smoked, aged, picked, pickled, fermented, marinated meats must be avoided, including but not limited to pickled fish, pickled herring, meat extracts, livers, non-fresh meats, such as leftovers. That can also cause a histamine reaction, which in itself can cause headache. I'll talk more about histamine in a future podcast. More things to avoid. Dry sausages prepared sausage such as salami, pepperoni, frankfurter, bacon, bologna, liverwurst, ham. Also avoid chocolate. Sorry, everybody. Overripe bananas. Citrus fruits. Orange and grapefruit are problematic for migraine. Sauerkraut. Broad fava beans, Italian beans, tofu, soy sauce, miso soup. And as far as beverages, you heard the study, they said no coffee, but also no tea, cocoa, beers, ales, domestic and imported wines, especially Chianti, vermouth, whiskey, and liquors, such as Drambuie and Chartreuse. Non-alcoholic varieties of beers and wines should be avoided. Supplements to avoid, L-tyrosine, because it can relate to tyramine, and yeast vitamin supplements. Don't use yeast flakes or a yeast supplement to get your B vitamins. Not if you suffer from migraine anyway. So, other things to avoid, fruits to avoid that may be problematic in migraine or to eat far less of. In the fruits category, avocado, banana, fig, kiwi, mango, raisin, papaya, plum, strawberries. Eat less of these because they contain tyramine. Certain vegetables, beans, lentils, lima beans, navy pinto, soybeans, corn, eggplant, olives, onions, pickled foods, tomatoes. And as far as the bread and cereal food group, avoid donuts, coffee cake, pizza, sourdough bread. You should avoid those anyway, whether you suffer from migraine or not. The beverages we spoke of. And additives. You want to read for additives on some of the foods you buy. Not just about MSG, but hydrolyzed vegetable protein, hydrolyzed plant protein, kombu extract, natural flavoring, benzoic acid, sodium benzoate. You might find that on something like some hummus or something. So you need to find the preparations that don't have any of that. Definitely avoid NutraSweet, which are contained in most diet foods, Equal, which is the blue packet. Sodium metabisulfate. I find that a lot in coconut products. Be careful. Sodium nitrate, theobromine, tartrazine. Medicines. Diet pills, Excedrin, Nodose, Vivarin, nicotine, Midol. And avoiding the tannins may be helpful for some, not everybody. Tannins are found in black tea, many herb teas, in apple juice, although not in apples, dates, kiwi, peach, berries, coffee, chocolate, carob, alfalfa, red wine, many alcoholic drinks, walnuts and pecans. Tannins have that astringent quality. They tend to dry out the mouth a little bit. Okay, so these are long list of things to avoid for migraine, and that in fact, migraine can be prevented with an elimination diet. I thank you for joining me once again on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.